This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Come on. It is a session. I mean, compared to what's going on out there, this is like brain surgeon stuff. You know what I'm saying? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. So much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Come on, write it down. You should know this by now, right? I'm going to keep telling you. What's her name? Kimberly Moran joins us right after the break. Again, always a pleasure. I always enjoy the time she spends with us. Look, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can be part of the conversation, you can be part of the solution. You should be part of the solution, actually. You know what I mean? Because, again, if all you do is spew in party line, then you're useless. Yes, you heard me. You're useless. Yeah, we're hearing all kinds of stuff out there. And Cory Booker is out. Thank you, God. See, if you don't believe in God, now you can. Right? Think about it. Cory Booker's out of the race. I don't know if he had anything to offer to begin with. Somebody called him, I thought it was a great line for him, Departigus, instead of Spartacus. That was great. He truly had nothing to offer. I'm trying to say, you know, Mom, if you're listening, I am trying to find something nice to say about this guy. It ain't working out. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't find anything nice to say about him. He didn't have anything nice to say about Trump at all, in the least, in any way, shape, manner, or form. And then on top of all this is even better. You know, you hear all the unrest, we're going to talk about this a little later on, but you hear about all the unrest going on in Iran, and the only two, Klobuchar and Biden, are the only two that said they stand behind the Iranian people. What, aren't there any other candidates running for president? Are there any Democrats out there that are standing behind the Iranian people? Why aren't they saying anything? I'm asking for a friend. All right, well, listen. The city that banned guns, another one of those having some trouble, you know what I'm saying? Baltimore hit the ground with a big bang this year. Yeah, listen, I am not making light, but you guys in Baltimore, you keep voting these people in, could give a crud less about you. Come on, let's just be honest about it. If they cared about you, they wouldn't. Don't say, oh, they take the guns off the street, they have to pass tougher. They pass tougher nothing. There ain't nothing tougher to pass. You need to make sure that people have the ability to protect themselves, period. How do you expect people to feel safe? Well, yeah, I guess you don't. I guess if they don't feel safe, then you can lord over them forever, can't you? So Baltimore, what am I, from New York now? Baltimore sees 12 shot, 5 dead in just one day. I mean, these guys are pushing for a record, aren't they? 12 people were shot, 5 of them were killed in a total 8 separate shootings. So this was just Saturday, according to the Baltimore paper. The first of Saturday's shootings was reported at about 2 o'clock in the morning. It involved 3 women, all found with apparent gunshot wounds. Right? I mean, one victim, 28-year-old woman. I mean, but we don't need to protect women, right? They're good. Where were the police? Could the police protect the women? A few hours after that, it was a 46-year-old man with a gunshot wound. Right? I mean, the 3 women, that's great. Why would anybody shoot 3 women? And then another woman, 37 years old, a 38-year-old man. I mean, we can go on and on and on and on and on. They couldn't even protect themselves. And the police can't protect them. There ain't enough of them. They can't get, and even when they get there, come on, people, you know as well as I do, their hands are tied to a big degree. Goes without saying, the level of violence in the city yesterday was deeply disturbing, deeply troubling, according to Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison. Harrison went on to say that his department so far has been unable to find any connection between the 5 murders. I got one. They all live in Baltimore. How's that for one? There's a good connection right there. Right? And what is Baltimore doing about gun violence? Anything? City Council President Brandon Scott... a Democrat. Interesting. He's running for mayor. He issued a statement Sunday condemning the violence. Due to the senseless violence that occurred throughout our city yesterday, there are 5 people who are no longer with us, and they should be. Today, there are 5 families who are suffering from grief and trauma and losing a loved one. And it doesn't get buried with the victims either. It extends to survivors of the family. Scott said he planned to question Baltimore Police Commissioner and other agency heads about what they're doing about it. How about you start issuing some gun permits? How about you start letting people defend themselves, protect themselves? Hey, there, that's just a novel idea, I guess. Maryland City recorded 348 homicides last year. It's 5 years in a row with more than 3. When do you people in Baltimore, I would love for one of you to call the show. Help me understand. Really? You keep voting these people, and they do absolutely nothing more to make you safe. They don't do anything to make life better for you. You keep voting them in, and then what? Who are you going to blame? The MAGA guys show up to clean up your neighborhoods, and you resent it. I don't know what you want. Do you love living in poverty and squalor and a whole bunch of other things? I mean, I haven't been to Baltimore for years, but when I used to go years back, beautiful city, beautiful and safe. Now... I don't know. Not interested. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes with Kimberly Moran. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart antibody extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution as well. I really do want you, you know, again, pay attention to what's going on. Have something to say. Don't spew the party line or find somebody else to listen to. It's really that simple. I really don't want people just spewing the line. Anyway, somebody who never spews the line, let's get her on. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I always have a good time with her being with me. Would you have to drop that just when I introduce you?
Sorry.
Anyway.
It wasn't intentional.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. Anyhow, well, thanks for being with me. Did you have a nice weekend?
Thanks for having me.
Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, I was at a gun show all weekend, so yeah, it was fabulous.
Oh, good, my God. For you, that's like vacation time almost.
I behaved. I did not buy anything.
Yeah, but to get other people to buy stuff. I mean, that's real behavior, right?
Well, yeah, that's the difference, yeah.
Yeah, and I tell you what, it's kind of like watching what's going on across the country. You know, have you been involved at all in conversation and or paying attention to what's happening in Virginia?
Absolutely. I know people who live there, yes.
And are they going to revolt? And are they going to take down the government? What are they going to do? Are they going to keep voting these morons in? What are they going to do?
I'm not really sure. you know what I mean? It's hard to tell what's going to happen. Obviously, a lot of people are angry. And it's unfortunate they have no one to stop the insanity that's going on. Unlike in New Hampshire, they'd be pulling the same stuff in New Hampshire if we didn't have a governor who was going to veto all the stuff. Trust me. There's all kinds of gun control this session in New Hampshire again, even though they know it's going to get vetoed.
You know, do you think people, I don't know how to explain this. Look, in Virginia, there's a lot of pro-Second Amendment people there. There's pro-gun people there. Do they really don't believe that these people are going to do this with their guns? I mean, what is it? I mean, I'm just not getting this.
I have to be really honest with you. I don't understand why Democrats are so stupid that they don't pay attention to the facts and the statistics that show that it's not law-abiding citizens and that are causing problems, and it's also gun control laws that only harm law-abiding citizens, that criminals don't care about them.
Once they tell you to turn the guns in, you don't think the criminals are going to be doing that?
Yeah. No. When I say that I think they're stupid, some of them are stupid, but the other ones, they know full well, they just want to take your guns. So I just don't. I don't care what they're thinking, is all I can say.
I'm with you, but and it's the same thing for me. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, even there's quite a few people on the left, not politicians necessarily, but there's quite a few people on the left who believe in the Second Amendment. You know, they want some gun control, but they don't believe in all this excessive insanity that's going on, like red flag laws and other stuff like that, that all these Democrats are trying to pass. So they're pissing off people on the left, aside from people on the right and independents. They're getting people on the left angry as well.
Well,
I don't know what the heck they're thinking.
Well, let's look at Baltimore. This weekend alone, 12 shot, actually one day, not weekend, 12 shot, 5 dead, one day. In one lousy day.
Wow.
Right? And the guy running for mayor comes out and says, geez, I don't stand. I'm ready for this one. I don't understand all this violence. There's no real connection between all of these. I'm going, yeah, there's two connections. One is they all live in Baltimore. That's number one. Number two, you can't have guns in Baltimore. What do you expect?
Right.
Three women were shot and killed. I'm sorry. This is simple stuff. Isn't it?
It's only law-abiding citizens who can't get firearms in Baltimore. Criminals have no problem.
And it never stops. And there's never, when you try to argue this with them, they don't have an answer for you, and they come back to guns are dangerous. It's almost like it's a mantra for them, and it doesn't matter what you put in front of it.
Well, the problem is, what happens is, law-abiding citizens are victimized by criminals, and then on top of that, they're victimized by politicians. Yeah. I find the victimization by politicians to be far more threatening and far worse than what criminals do, to be honest with you. I find politicians to be far worse than criminals.
Yes. Well, I don't disagree with you. I love this one, too. You know, the Queen. Why is this thing with Harry and May? I mean, look at, I'm talking about it. People are going to make fun of me. I know it. But why is this, like, on every station, everywhere, all over? We have people in Iran that are being killed, okay, and oppressed, and we're worried about how the Queen is going to handle Harry and Meghan, right? And everybody's reading between the lines, and what does this mean? Oh, my God, they're so racist that they have to leave the country. I'm like, what is it with you people? Seriously.
It just shows, I mean, I can understand it being a big deal in England, sort of, but it just shows how ridiculous our culture is and our media that they even care about this. I personally don't care. I think somebody said they're not going to move back to the United States until Trump isn't president. I'm like, oh, good, so they'll be gone until 2025, right?
Yeah, Mark, well, did she say specifically Donald or any Trump? Because she could be gone until, you know, 2030.
Oh, yes, yeah, that's
right.
I never know. I don't care about the whole thing. I still don't even know who Meghan Markle is. Just some B-rated actress, as far as I know. I could care less. You know, when we kicked their behinds out of this country, it was a good thing.
Did we do that? We didn't just kick their behinds. The monarchy. Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
This is what happened when you have a queen.
Yeah, she says she's going to Canada. Markle said the reason they're going to Canada is because of Trump. And I'm thinking, really, you'd rather have Trudeau. If you'd rather have Trudeau over Trump, that only goes to show me what your husband's like. You know what I'm getting at here? All right, I'll be nice.
He's never going to be king, so it's okay, I guess.
Well, listen, neither is the immediate
son. Kings are a lot
son,
different nowadays.
You know? Yeah, right, I'm kidding. Oh, God. Can you look at, I know, again, this is garbage we're talking about, but it's still kind of, I sit here and think to myself, did she not know what she was getting into? I mean, did she really have no clue? And I'm not talking about racism, because I don't believe that for a second. I believe what happened was that she can't do anything she wants to do. She now has boundaries in place. She didn't know about these boundaries. She didn't know what her life was going to be like. I mean, that's whatever. All right, we're going to go for a quick break. Be back in a minute.
Train wreck.
Don't be seen to your host. Don't go far. I'm going to try to clean it up during the break. We'll be right back. I mean, I see her as one of those spoiled brat millennials. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, President Trump says attacks were imminent, and this is why he ordered the military to take out top Iranian terrorist Soleimani in Baghdad. The president saying four embassies could have been hit. He tells reporters in Washington,
when the Democrats try and defend him, it's a disgrace to our country. They can't do that. And let me tell you, it's not working politically very well for them.
In Iran, protesters continue to take to the streets again, furious with the leadership in that country over the shooting down of the Ukrainian plane. 176 people killed, including citizens from Iran, the country at first denying it. And Attorney General Bill Barr calling the shooting at the naval base in Pensacola, Florida, an act of terrorism, the shooter a Saudi national.
There are thousands of allied pilots and other military personnel who receive training on military bases throughout the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
How lucky can one guy be?
I kiss. Yeah, I try to bring a little class to the show. You know what I'm saying? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly and honestly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation, because if you're part of the conversation, then you're part of the solution. You know what I'm saying? It's really that simple. You don't need a college degree for this. It's really simple stuff. Anyway, let me just bring her on, because I always enjoy when she's on with me. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week, trying to kick the week off. Always, so, you know, we're having fun, or you were having fun this weekend. I wasn't, but you were. You got to be at a gun show.
Yep.
So, I don't know if you heard today, but did you hear, what's it, let me think for a second. Can't think of his name.
I am Spartacus!
Oh, that's, all right, Spartagoon.
Spartacus.
Spartagoon, much better name for him. Anyway, he's gone. Whew. Out of here, right?
Many people didn't even think he was still in it. And somebody mistook him. Somebody mistook Deval Patrick for him and said, I thought he went out today. I'm like, oh, no. No, different guy.
No.
I forgot Patrick was in it.
Oh, are you sure he's in it? Or is he just hanging out on the
fringes? Yes. Yes, oh. Because he's... the only reason I know is because I get alerts on a lot of stuff in the news. And he's... going to be meeting with Moms Demand of New Hampshire in a private meeting, and the press is not allowed.
Well, that's because they don't
meet
want
all four of them.
He doesn't want them to see all four of them. You're right.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, it's so pathetic. Even like left wing press is like not happy that they can't be in the meeting.
Well, did you see that one with Biden where they had like 30 seats set up? Is this all that the previous vice president running for president can pull together? Are we serious?
What do you mean? 30 seats where? At an event?
He had an event, and there were like 30 seats in there. A little room. It almost looked like a mortuary. Seriously. Which
was it like a home kind of event, or was it...
It looked like a meet and greet, but it wasn't really at a home. It was at a small business, right?
Interesting.
Yeah, and it looked like, I'm looking around the room, and there's Biden signs up everywhere, and thinking to myself, there's only like 30 seats in that room. I mean, unless there's a big hall behind the seats, which I didn't see.
Was he in New Hampshire or Iowa?
Yeah, he was in New Hampshire. But why even put the picture up would be my mindset.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Don't even say it, right? I mean, unless you had 3,000 gazillion trillion people, don't put the picture. Listen, how can anybody running for president, I mean anybody, why would they allow anything to be shown after seeing what President Trump pulls, what, 20, 30, 40,000 people in at a clip? And
right.
What do you going to show you a little? I mean, they were all excited that Warren pulled in like 1,700 people out of that. I'm thinking, really? That you're excited
Most
about that?
People must have been stoned.
They thought it was a rock concert. That's what it was.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they thought it was a freaking Indian rain dance.
Oh, God.
Thing.
So, you said that Warren was going to be it? Still feel that way?
Yeah, not anymore. I don't think so. I think she's toast. She's done.
She lost the luster? Is that what happened?
Yeah, her little candle burnt out. Her wick is slowly getting
out. The hypocrites on the left, right, they constantly beat on Trump for being a liar. He lied about this, he lied about that. You know, if his heart's beating, his mouth is moving, he's lying. What has she told the truth about? And she's been caught
her?
On her own team, yeah.
Oh, she's never told the truth. Probably not even a day in her life. Right? She doesn't tell the truth about anything, not her past,
no,
not where she worked in the past, not who she got money from, not who she worked for. I don't know if she's gotten a job ever telling the truth, to be honest.
No, I'm with you.
Really, I have no idea.
Look, I sit there and say to myself, you've been caught, you know, in a multitude of lies, you know, fired because you were pregnant, you were, I don't know, half Apache, Cherokee, whatever you claim to have been. I mean, there's all these things that went down, and yet they still love her. A lot of people still love her. According to you, she's losing her luster a little bit there, right?
No one has ever accused Democrats of being the brightest bulbs. Well, I'm sorry, but that's...
From among their own, you know. They do. I mean, some of them, look, there was a guy that I know, a pundit around where I'm at, and he exactly did that. He exactly said that now he was going to endorse Joe Biden, but Joe Biden seems to be having some trouble. So he's going to endorse Elizabeth Warren. And I'm going, wait a minute. So you want the liar. You're the one who keeps screaming about Trump. So you want the liar over Biden, who just doesn't know what planet he's on. Oh, let's not forget, then you have Laureen Wett. I mean, what's his name? What's her name? Joe Biden.
Which one? Come on. Klobuchar?
Williams. She just quit.
She quit, yeah. She's right? Not in it anymore.
Well, what happened? Did the field of love fold up on her? Or what happened?
Well, I think the aliens came to get their space cadet back.
Oh, my God. Doesn't she reminds me of somebody from Woodstock that just never came down from the high, right?
Probably never did. I mean, it's not like she can't get good stuff anymore.
And then you brought up, what is it, Patrick Duvall, Duvall Patrick, whatever it is.
I keep forgetting he's even in it.
Well, I think it's funny with his name, right? His name is Duvall Patrick, right?
I call him DeVille. I can't help it.
Well, I'm thinking to myself, one day he saw his name indexed wrong, and he's been calling himself that forever. I think his real name is Patrick Duvall, but whatever. You know, but anyhow. No, here you got a guy that's in, I haven't heard anything about him. Absolutely nothing. I mean, seriously, these, and then Pete Buttigieg, whatever his name is, right?
Oh, God. The Mad Magazine dude, yeah.
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere either. I know some people have jumped on the bandwagon with him. But the guy couldn't even run a city. Never mind the country.
Right. Yeah, but I think...
He has little to no experience.
His city is a small city. He's got trouble there. He only got like, 8,700 votes or something like that to win his seat? I'm thinking, how does somebody who's the mayor of a city, small city, gets 8,700 votes? The budget for my school board is probably bigger than his city budget. He got 8,700 votes. How does he figure he's good for president?
He's got 0% in the black community in South Carolina.
Well, there you go. That makes sense. Should run for president then, right?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go for it.
And then you got Bloomberg, right? I mean, here's a guy that's totally out of touch reality. Just said that, you know, American, can you believe he said this, that Americans look up to California?
No, we don't. He's another one that's smoking something funny.
Totally out of touch. Totally out of touch with reality.
That's
okay. I would say he's even worse off than Joe Biden, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He just said that Iowa and New Hampshire are too white.
Okay, so what's he going to do? Is he going to transplant black people there? What's he going to do?
I mean, you know, dude, I'm sorry, but Vermont's the whitest state in the country.
I know.
Anybody is free to move to any of these places they want.
Oh, yeah. Unlike Germany and other places, you don't have to ask for permission. Andrew Yang?
Right.
What about him? Come on, you got to be on board with him. He's an Asian guy giving out money.
Andrew Yang is like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, okay? That's what he reminds me of.
Oh, God.
He's just like a kid that doesn't know what the heck he's doing and is in way over his head and is just along for the ride. You know, like, too late, dude.
And then Amy Klobuchar, another...
Resting you-know-what face.
God bless.
She's not
Tulsi Gabbard, you know?
Oh, she's yesterday's news.
I know. Well, she's kind of floundering in the back there. Tom Steyer thinks he's going to buy it. They ain't going anywhere.
Steyer, I really think that Steyer and Bloomberg are billionaires who are only in it to try to hammer Trump. I don't think that they are serious about actually being the president. I think they just want to add to the narrative and hammer and slam Trump. Really, that's all I think they're in it for.
So these next couple of names are going to give you. You tell me if they're really running for president or I just made them up. How's that? Okay?
Okay.
John Delaney.
He's still in it?
Michael Bennett.
Yeah, he's still in it. I know he's still in it. I didn't realize.
I think he's stuck in Colorado, though, right? He hasn't raised enough money to get out of his own home state, I don't think.
I know. Michael Bennett. Oh, when I heard that guy talking during the last debate, oh, it was bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't, you know, it's so bad. It's way worse than we would have even thought.
And then,
I could have hoped for.
On the Republican side, real quick, Joe Walsh, Bill Weld, don't even know. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute.
Muppets!
We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
Michelle fights for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, violent, living
all right
in the city. Got Chuck's on.
Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time. But you got to answer me a question. I can't, nobody can tell me the answer to this. If it's dirty, don't answer me. But in that...
I can always make something up.
You could do that. That's true. In that song, they call Michelle Pfeiffer white gold. Was that like a saying or something?
I don't know, because I don't remember. I mean, white gold is something you get for jewelry.
It's cheap stuff,
so.
Wasn't it? It was cheap in the regular.
No, white gold is not cheap.
You mean
it's more expensive than silver, but it's stronger than yellow gold.
Ah. So I guess they say Michelle Pfeiffer was expensive and strong or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm just curious. I mean, I know it has nothing to do with politics, but it's the first time I've ever heard it. I've heard that song a million times, and I'm going, okay, but what does that mean? I like to know what stuff means.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it was something big back then, but I don't remember.
Yeah. All right. Figures. All right. Let's get back to the poor souls that are running for president against the current president. I mean, you're either going to be dumber than a rock, right? Or I don't know, or just think so much of yourself. Really, what's his name? Bloomberg, he doesn't just have the personality of a rock. I mean, that man...
Oh, God.
I don't even know. I think even with his eyes open sometimes, I wonder if he's awake. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and these photo shoots he's taking where he's pretending he's, like, on the train.
Yeah.
Is BS. And then another one, he's looking at ribs. And they weren't even ribs. It was brisket.
Yeah. Do you remember when Hillary was trying to get on a train? And she had no
clue. They ran her over. Oh, that was the Trump train! Sorry.
No, when she was actually trying to get on the subway. Not a clue. Takes it every day, but didn't know you needed a token.
Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah.
But you're on it every day, right? So what do you mean you don't? I don't understand. How could you not
know?
She
hasn't driven in, like, a gazillion years because she didn't have to.
Right. Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
I mean, I might not drive either if I don't have to.
God, that was great. All right, so here's a guy. Oh, I don't know if I should say it this way. So, you know, Walsh, right, all of a sudden he decides he loses to a Democrat. Can't even hold on to his seat. Loses to a Democrat. And now he's going to go after the president. And he thinks he's going to beat the president and then beat a Democrat. Out of his mind. And then such a loser that he has to become a radio talk show host. I mean, whatever. Anyhow.
He's been kind of off the rails for a while anyway.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Well, he and Welder jokes.
Well, Walsh was easy to poke. I mean, very easy to get crazy. And then Bill Weld, right? I mean, you brought him up a second ago. 74 years old, right? This is what we... I don't know why we keep having these, like, presidents that want to run when they're almost 80, right? Give me a break. But anyhow, Massachusetts governor, and you got to sit there. He ran on the Libertarian ticket. Does that tell you everything right there?
Okay. So, when he was running with Johnson... They had a rally, if you want to call it that. There's more people at our 2A rallies than were at theirs. And, you know, all the libertarians came out. And I was reporting on it. So I went, was taking pictures, listening. And I think I told you this before, but I had to leave. Because when he said something about gun control, I yelled something out. And you're not supposed to be doing that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm done. These people, and then I wrote how they're the anti-liberty, Liberty Party candidates.
Anti-liberty, Liberty Party. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I have to go to school to figure that one out. I can't even get that.
It's because it doesn't make any sense, and neither does the Libertarian Party for most of the majority of the time.
Well, what I love about this guy, too, is that he says the American people are being ignored, and our nation is suffering. Right, so we've got the lowest unemployment rates between women, Hispanics, and blacks. Okay, most people got more money coming into their paychecks. There are more jobs out there. The paycheck, you know, weekly has gone up, I think, 2.1% or something like that. And some people go, well, that's not enough. It's something. It's better than absolutely nothing, which is what we had for 8 years under the other guy. Matter of fact, it was going down.
Right.
But Bill Weld must have been in a coma to come out and say the American people are being ignored in our nation. Who are they appealing to?
The resist crowd?
I don't even know. Is he a resist crowd? Or is this just
how
brain dead he is?
He voted for Clinton. He voted for Obama.
That explains it. There you go.
Yeah, he's a loser. That explains a lot.
Yeah. Unreal. Somebody just let me know. All right, saw it a little late. White gold is slang for cocaine. How come you didn't know that?
Oh, that's not what we called it.
I'm just saying. You know? Anyway.
White gold is... I'd never heard that term.
I never either, but look it. Cocaine wasn't my thing. You know, I saw what it was doing to people. Didn't look good on them. I knew it sure as heck wasn't going to look good on me. You know, that
that's
kind
funny.
Of thing.
See, we learned something new on the show.
That's why I tell people to tune in. If nothing else, you'll learn not to tune in again. You know?
Because I really like that song. It's, you know, got a good beat.
Yeah. So, hey, how's this? We've got the Iranians. And they're protesting, and now they're, now, I don't know what the Democrats are going to do with this. Because they were talking about, you know, how they love showing how the protests were against Trump and the U.S. and all that other stuff. And now the Iranians are taking to the streets, and they ain't protesting us. They're protesting their own. They want the mullahs and the ayatollahs and gone. They want them out. They want them to resign. It's just amazing. But you're not hearing anything from the Democrats. And I don't just mean supporting the protesters. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, because they're on the side of the terrorists. They like oppressive regimes. That's what they want to be. That's what they try to seek to be, is an oppressive regime.
No,
it's their behavior. I'm slightly joking, but that's really, they're authoritarian. Democrats want you to do what they tell you, and you have no rights or individual freedoms. That's how Iran is.
No, it is. And people don't realize the change from when the Shah, and again, I'm not saying I agree with the Shah, but when the Shah was in power, you know, women were able to drive. They were able to go to school. They were able to teach. They didn't have to leave the house with their husband or brother or whatever it is that they ended up having to do, right?
Oh, that was the same with Baptiste in Cuba. He was crap, but at least people had freedom and they had money and they had food.
Yeah.
You know, there's people think one regime is bad, but then they replace it with another one that's way worse, and then you lose everything. Same thing happened in Venezuela. I mean, it just, you know, history, people don't learn about history, or they ignore it and keep repeating it, and no, don't pay attention. When you can see certain steps and red flags, so to speak,
right,
with stuff that happened throughout history, and then stuff that people are doing today, and it's unfortunate that, especially the media, tends to ignore it.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And again, until we start pushing back, I tell people this all the time: until we really start pushing back, until we really start to fight. And just keep exposing these people. You know, they've got to the point where they used to, the Dems used to respond. Now they don't respond at all. They ignore it like it actually doesn't happen, like it didn't happen. And they think that that's going to make it go away, and it's not. It's actually fueling the walk away movement. Do you agree?
Oh, absolutely. A lot of stuff is fueling that movement, but yeah, part of it is they're out of touch. They're out of touch with reality, facts, and truth. They're out of touch with all of it. And I could see if maybe only sometimes they were, but it's constant on a regular level every day, all the time.
Yep.
And it's gotten worse. It didn't used to be this bad, but it's gotten worse. And so I'm telling you, right, you know, we say the joke, how do you know if a politician's lying, their lips are moving?
Right.
Well, that's definitely true for Democrats. And I'm not saying this just because I don't like Democrats, which is pretty much true. But it's that I've watched this get even worse over since I got involved in politics.
Yeah.
You know, it's gotten progressive. Oh, they are progressive, that's for sure. Progressively worse since 2008. And I'm sure other people will say it's gotten worse, you know, since previously to that. But it's just gotten way worse since then, where it's just, they just feel they can lie to everybody and nobody cares, and the media is not going to call them out for it.
Nope.
And their supporters will believe them.
Child, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Poster child.
Pelosi, Schiff, Nadler, all of them. Biden.
Schiff has a different finesse about him. He just, it is almost like anything truthful can't get in his head, can't go between his ears. Anyway, tell people where to find you.
GraniteGrok.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
All right. Kimberly will be with us every week.
That went
quick. Come back the next hour. We got Gerard Lomero going to join us. He's got a lot to say.
Yay.
You know what? He has called the last bunch of presidential elections. We'll talk more about him on the other side of the break. You listen to The Real Side.